Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
I'm talking to you by phone from Kansas City, where the Farm Broadcasters Annual Convention is in progress. Yesterday, I was privileged to have been part of their featured newsmaker session with Secretary Clayton Yeider and Secretary Bob Berglund. We spoke and took questions. And today, I want to give you an idea of what was said. And needless to say, this week's election got a lot of attention. And let me give you my reaction. Yes, I was disappointed. After more than $1 billion was spent on attack ads, after all the debates, after a year of talk, the public voted, and nothing changed. We have the same president for 4 more years. We still have a Democrat Senate with Harry Reid, the same bunch that didn't write one budget in 3 years, the same Senate that took bills passed by the House, put them on the shelf, and never even voted on them. A disappointment to the Democrats would be that the House, heavily dominated by Republicans, it didn't change either. We could assume that since there's no change, we can expect 4 more years of gridlock. However, there is some reason for hope. First, President Obama will not have to run again, and perhaps he'll be willing to take the lead and accept some unpopular spending cuts. Another reason for hope is that the pressure to act is huge. We are approaching the fiscal cliff where, if nothing is done by the end of the year, by law, taxes and cuts in spending of $600 billion will go into effect. Also in February, our government will run out of money if we don't raise the debt ceiling. The national debt is at $16 trillion and going up another $1 trillion every year. Let me also add that those of us on the program didn't really expect to see a farm bill passed this year. Maybe a one-year extension, or maybe just write a bill in February. The ag industry is very much afraid that EPA and other government agencies will now bury us with more regulations. There's also some concern about the damage to the ag industry imposed by extreme environmentalists and animal rights groups. And finally, I suggest that an appropriate incentive to get the Congress and the President to pass a budget would be no paychecks for you if you don't get it done. Until next week, I am John Block from Kansas City.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye. And